Here are some interesting alternatives for Dafyomi. The first recording is of today's Daf from the 13th cycle, which was done within about a half an hour. And that's followed by a very fast review, about 5 minutes, allowing you to review the entire Daf quickly. Followed by the same Daf from either the previous cycle's Dafyomi, or perhaps even from 2 cycles ago, Dafyomi. Different ambiance, usually done in greater detail. You can choose one or the other as your first Daf, the other one as a review Daf. But whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Shabbat brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is Daf Kuf Aleph, rolling at the Halakha Mishnah on Daf Kuf Amud Bet. Hazorek min hayam liyabasha, min habasha liyam, umin hayam lesvina, umin hasvina liyam, umin hasvina lechaverta patur. As we saw earlier, the yam has a din of a carmelite. Because of that, if somebody throws from that carmelite to whatever the situation would be on the ground, so it's, let's say it's a Rishut HaRabim, or vice versa, from a Rishut HaRabim into the Yam, which is a Carmelite, or from the Yam into a Svina, which is Rishut HaYachid. Assuming it's a large enough boat, we'll be discussing the sizes of boats later on. I finally have Richie's interest here. And from the boat into the Yam, which is a Carmelite, and even from one boat to another boat, you would be Pater. Because in all of these circumstances, there's no transference from Rishut HaYachid to Rishut HaRabim. Svinot kishurot zo bezo. If you have boats that are tied up one to another, you can carry from one to the other. Metatolim zo lezo. Im einan kishurot, if they're not tied together, even though they're next to each other at the current moment, but they're in the water and could easily drift apart, then afa pishu mukafot, even the mukafot in the Lashon of the Gemara means not surrounded by something, but touching each other. So even though they're mukaf, like taking off a trumas of maisers, min hamukaf, in metatolim zo lezo, you cannot carry from one to the other. Now, there's a number of possibilities at this stage. We're going to see later on in the Gemara that the real problem over here is a case where the boats belong to two different people, and there's an Erev and Ur Chayshish, that the boats are going to fall away from each other because they're not tight, and the Erev will become bottle because they're no longer next to each other. However, at this stage, we may have another consideration, perhaps. In other words, maybe we think right now that the boats belong to the same person, and the issue over here is we're afraid that maybe if you're trying to pass from one to the other, so then whatever you're passing will fall into the Carmelite, you'll go and you'll pick it up, which is problematic because that itself is a Drabbanan. As Tosfos points out, it would mean that we're making a gezerah over here for that Drabbanan. Okay, there might be grounds. Another suggestion that Tosfos says is that we know, even at this point, that we're talking about a problem of two people, as we'll see later on. And nonetheless, the Gemara is going to be concerned that halacha itself is pshita. We'll talk about this when we get to the Gemara. Itma, svina, you're in a boat. What do you do about drawing water into that boat? So, if you know, here it is on Shabbat, you need to bring in water. So what you do is you have some type of small shelf that extends outward, and what you're then memale the water over that zeez, and that is enough to be matir you from taking into the boat from the Carmelite. We'll see the reason why. Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Avuna Amre, you have to make an area which is arba'at tvachim by arba'at tvachim, and then you can be memale with that. Now, the way Rashi understands it is that you have basically a shelf, which is arba'at arba, and you have a small rim on the shelf, which is a mechitza kosher. Not that that should have a din of a mechitza at all. It's not quite clear what I need that rim for, how it serves. But nonetheless, this is what Rashi understands it to mean. Other Rishonim mean that the arbal arba would have to have a normal mechitza vasarat vachim. Because, and the only reason it mentions arbal arba is because unless there's an area of arbal arba, a mechitza doesn't have a shein mechitza, because it has to incorporate, has to enclose an area of arba al arba. So then, if you have a mechitza, then that mechitza continues on downwards, virtually. So that's the old good achit mechitza. And it's a standard case in which we're going to be matir with a mechitza, except that over here it's a kula, because we're being matir with a mechitza that is tluya, which normally we wouldn't do, as we'll see later on, because agidin bokimbo, the people, the small animals can walk directly under it. Over the yam we were make of, and that's what it's being semach on. Again, all of this we'll see later on, what exactly the issues are that we need to take into consideration.
Rabbi means the chalol in Rashi is a chalol in a shelf?
Sorry?
Rashi.
I don't know. You talk about Rashi so that I don't know. You have to stay.
Malcolm,
say, quote the Rashi so that everybody can follow along.
And the third Rashi.
Yes. Right. So the mechitza ketana, the problem over here is that the mechitza ketana should not be meaningful at all. Why is it a mechitza ketana? Mechitza teluya still requires a mechitza asura at one point. Therefore, we're discussing what the heter for that would be. So Tosfos is suggesting it doesn't mean mechitzas ketanas. It means a true mechitza. That the mokum cholol is the area that the mechitza incorporates and closes. And then you're carrying basically from Rishut HaYafin into an extension of the boat, which is Rishut HaYafin. So that's not a problem. All you've done is virtually extended the boat into the water. And now when you're drawing from the water, you're drawing through a Rishut HaYafin into yourself. Okay? There are other Rishonim who learn that this is basically a completely new halacha. It really does mean a daf of arba al arba. But it's because of essentially the Pitikra Yoret V'Sotem type of idea. In other words, we view the edge of the daf as coming down without a mechitza at all, and seeing that as a virtual mechitza. Others learn that the halacha over here is based on a din of kof.
A din of?
Kof, it's called. Bend over. Kof, with a kof, not a kof. And asik mechitza, which means that if you have a daf that is 24 tefachim, which means that there's 10 tefachim to bend over on one side virtually, and 10 tefachim to bend over on the other side virtually, then you're left with 4 in the middle, and you can virtually view the area in the middle as being surrounded by mechitzas. Okay, that's clearly a little bit reading into the Osem Mokom Arba, and it's difficult to see how that would fit into the Grotinus. I mean, you can't say it's a virtual kof. You should just say that it would be Yorid Vesotem, but you can't say kof virtually. There's nothing to bend. There has to be at least another 20 tefachim to bend, if you're going to bend it. There's no such thing as creating a virtual kof, so very difficult to see how to read that into the sugya. Okay, but again, these are many, many different approaches. Let's first get into what it is that they're arguing about. So what is the machlokas between Rav Huna, who says that a little tiny extension, as he is culturally sufficient, and the shita of Rav Chista Rambam bar Rav Huna, who said that you need a full mokum arba'a. So Rav Huna, who says, motzi him, and as he is culturally mamale, his svara is, kasava, karmelit mi'ara mashchina. The karmelit begins at the bottom of the sea. And therefore, if you're already taking water from the top of the sea, you're really taking it in a mokum p'tur, because the karmelit doesn't extend any higher than Rishut HaRabim, which is 10 tefachim. The thing is that many people don't realize that the karmelit actually began on the bottom. They just relate to the surface. Since they relate to the surface, they think you're taking out of a karmelit, but you're really taking out of a mokum p'tur. Therefore, the avir here is a mokum p'tur, and in truth, bedinu disease nami lo livoy, we shouldn't need anything. I mean, the disease doesn't really do anything, and it shouldn't be required at all. The only reason that we make it is we don't want people to think that they can generally pick things up out of a karmelit. So because of that, we make a type of heker, and people will recognize that this is something to do specifically with boats, and that way they'll be careful not to be motzi in general from a karmelit. Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Avuna hold, you have to make a mokum arba. What in the world? You have to make a mokum arba, whatever it is you're putting in your mouth. Their svara is karmelit misvat maya mashchina, that you measure the karmelit from the top of the water and not from the bottom. And that's because we see the maya in a karmelit as being arasamichta, so that it's as if the karmelit continues all the way up to the top, and ilo avid mokum arba'a. If you wouldn't have made this mokum of arba'a to serve as a mechitza, so then you'd be carrying from a karmelit to Rishut HaYachid, which would be not the end of the world, but it would be an issur rabbanan. And so mamela the rabbanan were metakein this solution to the problem of getting water into a boat. Omele Rav Nachman and Rabba Bar Avuha, and according to Rav Huna, who says that your motzi mena koshu mamale, what would be, since this is entirely dependent on there being 10 tefachim from the bottom, and now you're going to be metato in the avir. So if we're being semech on that, well, he's interested. If we're being semech on that, don't we have to worry that that's not always the case? I mean, maybe the area that you're in is not 10 tefachim. So zimne deleka saravika metato mekarmelit Rishut HaYachid, since he's meida, that the disease doesn't do a darn thing. It has no impact on the halacha. It's merely there as a hakara. So if that's the point, as a hacker, what happens if you really are carrying from a karmelit to Rishut HaYachid? There's no such thing. If you have a boat that's large enough to be Rishut HaYachid, then it's not going to be usable in an area where you don't have a Asorah Tvachim, because its draft is going to be too deep, and nobody would take a boat into an area that is that low.
Except my son.
Yeah, you're still paying for that one. V'homur Sha'id. Well, I could think of someone else. But Mursha Itli. Yes, the Gemara, what about like the part of the boat that is up in front where it doesn't have the draft? Yeah, what's that called? The prow? The prow? There we go. Thank you. All right. So what about the Mursha? I mean, can't you be carrying from there? No. Amr of Safa, there's always radar in front that prevents you from, you know, it signals you if you're going, so you don't want to get that close. Of course, in those days, they didn't use sonar, they used Gishushe, good old Mark Twain. So you've got Mark Twain sitting in front, and he's measuring, that's Gishushe, they would use the sticks, and they would,
The bow.
And,
so we're talking like a meter, so.
Yeah, that's a big shoe. That's an issue for sort of talk. Okay, so the Gishushe has to come up. We'll get to the raft issues, but the raft wouldn't be Rishut HaYachid. We're talking about a boat that's Rishut HaYachid. Still wouldn't be Rishut HaYachid. It needs Mechitzes. Mechitzes go down to the bottom. But the word Svina means a boat, and as Rashi points out, it means a boat that handles Schora. It's a ship that actually is going to sink into the water and requires a draft. According to Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Avuna, who hold that you make a mokum arba'a, you have to have an actual area that is an extension of the boat, and that's where you fill up with the water. Where does the sewer water go? Now, don't try to tell me you throw the sewer water in the same place you're drawing water, because nobody's stupid enough to do that.
Goes into the holding tanks.
Well, of course. So v'chi tema, are you going to tell me that shadi lo ba'oto makom? Are you going to throw it in the same place that you drew it in? It's a meisilei. It's going to be disgusting. No, you see what you can do is to get water out of the boat is different than getting water into the boat. You can put that water on the dolphin of the svina. You can pour it out on the edge and let it dribble into the ocean. How can you do that? I mean, it's still coming from your original putting it there, and that means that essentially, I mean, even though it's not the same as throwing it in directly, but nonetheless, isn't that viewed as an iser to do on Shabbos, where you pour water in such a way that it's going to continue out into the Rishut HaYachid from Rishut HaRabim, or vice versa, you're in a Carmelite? Answers the Gemara, it's because it's a Carmelite that it's different. Kocho b'Carmelit lo gazru. There was no gezera of moving things into a Carmelite indirectly. So from the Carmelite into the boat, that you can't do, because that is Koko into Rishut HaYachid. Into a Carmelite, there's no desire. How do you know this? We know Tamra. That sounds pretty arbitrary. Where do you get the idea that Koko is not usher to throw into a Carmelite? The Tanya. Svina in metatin lelomi tocha liyam, velomi yam letocha. You cannot carry directly from the Svina into the sea, or from the sea into the Svina. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that in a case where the boat is amuka asara, so in other words, it has a omek of 10 in itself, so it's Rishut HaYachid, and it's not gavoa asara, meaning that from the edge of the water, the place that you're going to be throwing into or taking from, is not asara, so in other words, it's low, it's low-lying, it's heavy, and it's lying low in the water, so then the din would be that you can be Metaltalin, mitocha liyam. You can carry from it into the Carmelite, but not from the yam into it. Now, assuming that that means directly, it's an impossible halacha. There's no case ever where things only work in one direction. There's no such thing. So if you're telling me you can't carry from it to the yam, and from the yam to it, then you can't carry from it to the yam. It's impossible to have a one-directional Isra Hotsa. So what is that supposed to mean? Obviously, because it's simply saying that you're carrying from a Carmelite into Rishut HaYachid, right? So the inverse is exactly the same. You're being metalta from Rishut HaYachid into a Carmelite. El alav, there's got to be an explanation here, and we cannot be talking about directly carrying. What it's got to be talking about is that you can let things out of it by depositing it on the edge of the wall of the Sfina, where it's going to go down into the Yam. And that is because there's no Gezerah of Kochel in the Carmelite, which is itself only a Drabon, and they weren't Aser Shvam in a Kochel the Carmelite, Lo Gazru. That's the only way to say it. And because of that, we see from here that there is such a halakha. That halakha answers your problem of what to do with the drainage water, even though you require this full Arba al Arba with perhaps Mechitzas Asura, perhaps smaller Mechitzas, perhaps no Mechitzas, depending on which sheet of the Rishonim that we required in order to take the water into the boat. Omer Huna, Hani Mietzata de Mishan, Ein Metata Lindahen, Ela be Arba'a. Now these are like kayaks, according to Rashi, and they're small. They come down to a sharp bottom or canoe type of thing. And since they are not themselves a shear, they're very small, basically, they come down to a sharp end at the bottom. So you can't carry in them. And we have to treat them. They're not a reshut hayachid because they don't have a full shear, and therefore they don't have any mechitzot, and therefore you have to treat them as a continued presence of the Carmelite. That's how Rashi understands. Now Tosfos has a completely different reading of the Gemara. He learns that the word bitzata comes from bitza, so that they are swamp boats. They are raft-like boats, which, strangely enough, are made in such a way that they're not solid above the water. So that's sort of like pontoon boats, where the water could come up between the boards, and they're meant to be completely unsinkable. So it really doesn't matter if you turn the one direction, the other direction, they will never sink. And the issue, according to Tosfos, is the problem of the water coming up between the boards, and they're not being loaded between the boards. He has to make changes in the gears of the Gemara, and it's easier for us to read this like Rashi, which includes many, many fascinating halachas like Rashi has. So what you have over here is basically a kayak kind of thing. And what he's saying is that they are essentially themselves just part of the Carmelite. But when do we say this? Only if lo amar la she'in bepachot mishlosha arba'a. The question over here is how sharply does the boat come down to its edge at the bottom? So in other words, we assume that we've got 4x4 somewhere in the kayak, right? There's got to be room for you to sit. Except that at the bottom it comes down to a sharp edge. How high from that sharp edge does it take to get to 4x4? That's our question. There's some point where the mechitza is covering an area that's 4x4. How high is that? So lo amar la she'ein bepachot mishlosha arba'a, aval yesh bepachot mishlosha arba'a letlan ba. What do we care if within three tvachim, which is always lavud, so if within three tvachim you already have 4x4, so then you basically have normal mechitzot, except that you have a hole on the bottom. Why does that change anything? Since anyway, it's considered to be lavud past three. V'imalinu kani v'urbani. And if, for that matter, maybe it's six tefachim until it really gets to 4x4. So what? Fill it up basically with some junk, mats or whatever. And then you've got a surface, a flat surface, which is 4x4. And the mechitza said that flat surface should be sufficient. Matkifla Rav Nachman, why are we doing this? Why don't we effectively ignore the bottom of the boat? In other words, why don't we say like this? Let us take a computer screen, cut off the bottom of the boat, up until the point where it's 4x4. Ignore the bottom of the boat. Now, is there a mechitza of 10 above that point? Because if there is, we have the principle that we can extend the mechitza downward. If we extend the mechitza downward, then for all intents and purposes, we have a virtual boat, which is as wide as the mechitza is up on top. Why do we need to actually say we need to fill it in? We need to measure it. Why do we need to do that? Didn't we have, way back at the beginning, we had the halacha, Milo Tanya, back at the beginning of the Masechta, we had the case of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you take a basketball, a pole, you know, with a basket, there's got to be a fair word for it. You take a pole that's got a basket on top to play basketball, right? So now it's going to be the Rabbi. Mabrosha Treska, you have a basket on top of a pole. And this basket has mechitzot. The pole is just a tiny pole. You throw from Rishut HaRabim into the basket. You'd be chayev. Why would you be chayev? Alma, I mean, obviously because I'm in a good achit mechitzata. Because the edges of the basket are viewed as coming down all the way. The basket being 4x4 tefachim is sufficient to create the Rishut HaRabim, despite the fact that there are no mechitzot here at all. They're in the middle of the air. So the boat is essentially a basket on a pole. You want to take a look at the bottom part of the boat. Pretend it's a pole, okay? It has no space at all. What are you giving me all of this analysis of whether, how high it is? So the traskel over here is way up there in the air. And nonetheless, the machitzas come down. Why don't the machitzas of the boat, at the point where they are, around the Mokum of Arba al Arba, why don't we simply have them extend downwards virtually, and then that creates the boat, and we can ignore everything that's inside. How about that? So, Achinami Neima, God Achit Mechitzata. We should say exactly the same thing. Matkifla Rav Yosef lo Shmuel Adam Rav Yonah Merav. You mean to tell me you never heard what Rav Yonah Merav said? Some say it was not Rav, but he said the name of Rav Chiya. And he added, yeah, that's a very nice halacha, except that there's a continuation in the Braita. V'chachamim potrim. And we don't paskin like that. So what are you bringing me a raya from something that is not true la halacha? So we don't say good achit mechitzata in a case of a mechitza teluya. Amalei Abaye, well, what do you mean? That's what you believe? At lo tisra? Vatanya, you don't know that we would say good achit vatanya. Amud v'rshut rabbi. Kavoa asara. Rochav arba'a. Ve'en b'yikaro arba'a. Let's see what case you think this is similar to. Basketball, where the basket is on a pole, or the case that I'm about to quote you. We have, not a pole, we have an actual pillar in Rosh Hashanah. Now this pillar is 10 tefachim plus, okay? It is 4x4. The problem is that it stands on a piece which is less than 4x4. So it's a very modern looking pole. Okay. It's got a base, maybe with a piece of metal coming out of the ground. Maybe that piece of metal is a pole, the way Rashi is learning. That pole is embedded in this pillar and supports it. And now it says over there, Yesh Bekatzer Shalosh Shalosh, that even if it has three tefachim from the ground, which is just pole, before it expands into being a pillar, that the din is, if you went ahead and were Zorak, something from Rishut HaRabim, and it was Nochal Gabav, that you're chayev. So clearly we do say God achit b'chitzata. And here too we should say God achit b'chitzata. Now, the question therefore is, how do you explain the difference between the two cases? The basket on the pole or the amud? I'll tell you. Me the ira, what you were bringing a raya from the case of the basket on the pole. This is the case you should have looked at. That's no raya. Because ha'atam ha'avim b'chitzash ha'gidiyim bok'im ba. The case over there, in the Rishut HaRabim with a pole, is, believe me, a little doggy coming by who wants to use this pole for his own purposes, is perfectly happy using that pole. He didn't notice the virtual mechitza in the way. Which means that this is a mechitza that animals are able to cross under. Now, we said many, many times, a mechitza that small animals will cross under is not called a mechitza at all. Masha Inke, in our case, where you have an amud that is low to the ground, it's very inconvenient, even for a doggy, to go under there to use the pole part that's underneath.
Unless he really wants that.
Tosfos says, I don't believe this. What's the difference? What's the difference? There's a puzzle. It's inconvenient to bend over, for heaven's sakes. How big is the little dog? I think it'd be in this case.
Maybe it's a snake that wants to go.
It doesn't say even. I mean, how much it says more than shalish? I mean, what inconvenience is the issue? Therefore, Tosfos says, Yesh Bekatzar Shalosh Shalosh does not mean the height of the small piece, it means the width. So, in other words, you have a very small area that is not four. You just have another tefach around it. Well, where are they going to be bokeh in one tefach? There's nowhere to be bokeh. They can't go under it. They go cross it. So because of that, it's not considered to be an area like a diem bokeh. Fine. Okay, this is already a minor point in comparison with the main issue that we have over here, which leaves us, once again, with the question that we were asking over here. But what about the little fishies? Why don't they matter? How come we only care about the little doggies? So over here, if you're going to tell me that we have this mechitza, then that should mean that you're claiming that it should be similar to the case where we have a pillar, because there's no gedim bokim, but over here you have fish that are bokim. Answers, Abaye, that's not a problem. Bekiyat dagim lav shmei bekiyah. We do not view fish as disturbing mechitzas. Only small animals. Oh, where do you get that from? Minotem, I'll tell you how. Because boivinei rabbi tabla mirovi. What would be the din about a mechitza tuluya? Can you? You have a wall that collapsed in a building. Now the question is, half of that wall, very often on four of you, half of the upper wall is standing, and the lower wall is collapsed of the piece on top. Can you use the mechitza tuluya to be viewed as a virtual mechitza coming all the way down? His response was, Ramale, Ein mechitza tuluya materet ela b'mayim. We're materet, but we're only materet in water, because it's kalushi kilokachabi b'mayim. This is a kula. That the Chachamim were matir in Mayim, and I ask you, how do you understand his answer? Why were they matir in Mayim? You could be kiyat dagim. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm right, that bikiyat dagim is not considered to be bikiyat at all. Therefore, I came up with this answer, not as sort of an ad hoc explanation. There's a strong basis for this entire issue. Now, Svinot Kishurot, which was the next thing that we learned, where the boats are tied together. So we said over there, then you can carry from one to the other. And if the boats, however, are not tied, then you can't. Ask the Gemara, isn't that Pshita? So according to Rashi, we didn't realize now we're talking about people of that we're talking about the heter to be metalto. Why would there not be a heter to be metalto? What would be the problem? Omar Rava, well, you know, you're right. It's got to be that the Mishnah is giving us a big chiddush, and that is that it's being mocked here to be metalto, utilizing our little raft that goes between the two boats. So therefore, it's saying, look, that in a case where the boats are kshurot, so over there you can actually, we're not afraid that you're going to carry through the Carmelite, and you can carry even by putting it into another boat, and moving it from that boat to that boat, and that's the great heter of being Mekushar. Omer Rav Safra, Meisha. We very often find that the Gedolei Hador are called Meisha. Because every Godel in his time, you know, you want to argue on him, but you don't want to make it like you don't think that he's Choshev. Meisha, shop your comrade. This is a good pshat. It says Metatum and Mizu Lazur. It says you carry from one to the other. It doesn't say you carry to one, says you carry me through a zoo. I mean, it's pretty clear that you're not talking about transferring it through the agency of another boat, none. I'll tell you what it's talking about. It's talking about where the boat belongs to two different people. And the question is, to make an Eruv, so you mean Ma'arev, normally you're not allowed to carry from one guy's house to another guy's house, because the Chachomim made a Gezerah, that each Reshut HaYachid is defined as a separate area unless you create an Eruv, or unless there really is an Eruv in the sense of people are eating together and so on. But an Eruv is a pretend having a single Rishus, where we're sharing our Suvita, so to speak. So the Chiddush over here is that in the case where you have the boats that are connected to each other, we're not afraid of the problem of their drifting apart and maybe getting minutak. You're allowed to carry from one to the other. Nifseku, the moment that that rope rips, then Nesru, then you're not allowed to carry from one to the other. Chozru v'nikshu, if they were retied on Shabbat, I don't know how they were retied on Shabbat, not allowed to retie on Shabbat, maybe it was a shaygeg, the guy didn't know, maybe it was even mazid, maybe it was an onus, he had a gun to his head, maybe it was mutam, maybe it was being Isaac at something else, and it turned out that it became a kusha, but whatever the case is, they're chozru l'heter and harisha. They go back to the original heter. Once something is mutter with an Eruv, we don't say, well, you weren't supposed to do that, put it back together again. Yeah, now it's okay.
Can't you tie it with a temporary knot, like you do your shoe?
Okay, whatever the case is. Whatever the case would be. Yeah. The way the Ri understands the Hav Amina is that we always knew that it belonged to two different people. And we always know that you can be metalto with an Eruv from one to the other. And the Gemara was asking Pshita because it was, nonetheless, it was obvious. Why shouldn't it? And it's saying that the Chiddush is that this is the Chiddush, that even if it was Nifsak, it will be Chozel Ater Namish. That's the point. So in other words, the Mishnah is being Muramis is the one element of the Chiddush. According to him, this piece is the Chiddush. That as long as they are currently connected, that's okay. Even though they became Minutakot in the course of the day. And the same thing is true, where you have machatzalot, that are prusot, you could be ma'arvin, umetatul, mizuzu. So where you have separate rishuyot, where different people have set up little tent-like affairs with a bachatzelet that are porous, and each one has their own little room, you could be ma'arvin, and even two people have side-by-side machatzalot, you could be metalta from one to the other. But the moment that those machatzalot get rolled up, and then you don't have these mechitzot, then if you're not allowed to be metalta anymore. And then if somebody re-puts them out again, they become mutter. So if once again, chazur v'difrasu, bet shogigim, b'mezidim, b'nanusim, b'mutin, whatever happened, the chazur l'ater n'arishon, because the klal is, kol mechitza shen ha'asa b'shabbat, ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, shmo mechitza. We don't concern ourselves with how something was made, just with the fact that there is a mechitza. That defines the rishuyot. Now, you're saying that you could carry from one to the other, even if it became retied on Shabbat? Didn't Reb Nachman say, now, wait a minute, the only time that we're saying is that it can be viewed as a restored mechitza is midiraita, meaning that if you throw from Rishut HaRabim into an area that previously didn't have a mechitza, and now the mechitza was recreated on Shabbat, then you'll be chayev. So if you're Zorik into it, you're chayev. But we didn't say that you're allowed to continue to function as if this was your home and you had an Erev with the next guy, it was all bottle. No, you misunderstand Reb Nachman. Ki yidma Reb Nachman amazed. Reb Nachman was going on a case where somebody did an iser. So he's saying, you're right, but all machitzas are machitzas for Shabbos. But if somebody was b'chalo Shabbos to create this machitza, then because of a knas, we don't allow him to be nana from the machitza. Of course, I mean, we can't change the fact that it is a machitza. If somebody would be metalto from Rishut HaRabim into this area, that's covered, but of course, he'll be chayev, lizrok. But the other cases where there's no knas, in those other cases, Reb Nachman agreed as well. Omer Shmuel, by the way, when we say that they are connected, it means even if they're connected with a chuta sarban, if they're connected with fasting thread. I mean, it's thin, easily broken. That's enough. We're not talking about big, heavy cables. What is that supposed to mean? Idiyakola amidan. Look, just tell me. Is it strong enough to hold them together? I don't care what it's made out of. I don't care if it's spider webs. If it'll hold it together, it'll hold it together. If it won't hold it together, I don't care if it's made out of steel. So your halacha makes no sense. Yochol amidam pshita. Yeah. Ida ein yochol amidam. Why would it be enough? It's not a hecker. It's a reality. We have to make sure they don't float away from each other. No. Of course, the yochol amidam. That isn't the point. Shmuel wasn't even talking about this point. Shmuel had a problem because there's another place where Shmuel talks about boats that are connected, and there he mentions steel cable. Because he mentioned steel cable over there, and we'll see what that is in a moment, he was afraid that you would think that, well, and the dinner boats that are makubur, we need steel cable. So he thought you might make a mistake. It was he himself who said that, Allah, Kalagabi, the dinner of Tuma. So because of that, he wanted to make it clear that that's not what we're talking about over here. There's no connection between the two sugyas. So he took an outrageous example of chuta sarba. But lamaisa, obviously, it would have to be that it could hold it together. So Shmuel afukim mina nafshika. The Shmuel is only coming to make it clear that you should not apply his din elsewhere to this din. What was that? It's not. Kashra b'davar ha-ma'amida. If you tie a boat with something that is normally used to keep a boat in place, this is a ship. It isn't really a ship, as we'll see, because it's got to be only a boat. It's got to be a Svinat HaYarden, as we're going to talk about in a minute. Mevila Tuma. But if he connects it with something that isn't normally used for tying it up, B'davasha Ein Mamida, then it's not going to be Mevi Tuma. And Shmuel said over there, it's only if you're using metal cable or chain. And why is that? Because, this is what Rashi understands that we're referring to. Question of yours, can you be metame, a boat, where the cable is attached to a house that has a body in it? So if there's a corpse, the halacha is that we say that if it's metal, we learn that from the pasuk, someone ki yiga b'chalal cherev, that chalal valeriu kicherev, metal is a complete transfer conductor of tumah. And therefore, if it's metal, if there's a corpse in the house, then the tumah of the house will be transferred through the metal to the boat, such that the boat will become an actual contact with the mate, which means that it becomes an avatuma, because it'll still be now in touch with an avatuma. Since it's an avatuma, it will be metami, the kalim that are inside of it, and that's what the Mishnah was talking about over there. And Shmuel said that it's got to be, I have to understand that when it says davar ha-ma'amida, it doesn't mean that it's capable of holding it. It means the standard mode of tying a boat, which as our kapitan will tell us, is a metal chain. Thank you. With a lot. With a lot. Good.
Isn't the boats are the water that don't become tuma?
No, the svinata yarden is makabel tuma, we said, because it's metatum, aliverekum, you pick it up and say, okay.
So another boat that
no, then this wouldn't be nageya. So therefore, the gabe that alokal in tuma there, because it says b'chalal cherub. So that means cherub areo kechalal, a metal object like a cherub, is as if you're in touch with a superconductor of tuma. So you're touching the bait directly. Of course, I have to say we're talking about metal. But the question over here is yochol hamida. That's the only point. If the only point is yochol hamida, so then it's got to be talking about whatever will do the job. Afilu b'chuta sarval. There's no possible way to say that it should require metal. Now, Tosfos doesn't like this at all. There's a lot of reasons why he doesn't like this. That one piece of the sugya fits the way Rashi is learning it. So it's very, very difficult. First of all, who in the world would have thought that there's some connection between the two sugyas? That's really weird. What would transferring tuma have to do with tying boats together for an Erev on Shabbos? I mean, you've got to be pretty low on your understanding level to require Shmuel to explain this to you. That's very difficult to believe. Shira at all. Besides this, why does it say it has to be attached? It doesn't have to be attached. Suppose you have a cable lying on the boat by accident. It's not attached. It's not locked. It's not attached. It just touches it. It's the same thing. You're talking about conducting tuma. It has nothing to do with being attached. Besides which, what should Shayek to say? That the din over here is mevila tuma. You don't use a lashon of mevila tuma when you're talking about conduction of tuma. Maybe la tuma has to do with tumas hayo, but there's places where you can extend something over and then it allows the tuma to extend over it. Conduction is always called betame. That's all a maybe la tuma. How does the word maybe la tuma have to, you imagine the tuma creeping along the cable? It's a typical case of maga, not maybe la tuma. Tosfos therefore rejects this entire description. This has nothing to do with the sugya that Rashi is describing. It's a completely different sugya which has to do with the question of an oil that moves. So we know that where we have an oil that moves, it may not have a din of an oil. This is the big problem of the airplanes that are carrying a mate to the airplane, and there's Kohanim on the upper level and so on, which is creates all these issues. So this, because the Mishnah discusses whether if there is a mate on one side of a boat, whether that boat acts as an oil to bring the tuma across the entire boat. That's what it's referring to. Over there, it's a function of kshira that keeps the boat still, which has everything to do with our sin. So there, Shmuel was saying, look, I mean, in order for it to be considered to be a standing oil, it has to be tied with shal shalot shal barzel.
So Tosfos
says, some guy who didn't know what it was all about threw in the words halal. Look, there's obviously a lot of people that played with the sugya because they didn't understand it. I mean, you have Hecker Bahama. There's no din of Hecker Bahama here at all. Somebody threw it in there also. So scribes have been playing with the sugya that they didn't understand. So they threw this in also over here. But that's not the point. And the truth is, of course, it does not have to be barzel. It's because Tosfos says that when you want to talk about something that stands for a long time, you call made in steel. Eisen, like in Yiddish, which in Hebrew it's tzon barzel. Did it say tzon barzel? What do you think that means? Iron sheep? It means something that survives a long time, as if it's written in steel. And that's the meaning of barzel over here. And that's the question. So there was a number of different issues over there in all of those. One of them was a waving talus. A waving talus, what it waves up, is that an oil? The waves over the mace for a moment. or a boat that is wobbling, moving through the water. Is that considered to be all? So it's a whole list of things. And Shmuel was referring to that Sergisus Texas. And there, it really has to do with the Mashenken over here. We don't need that it shouldn't wobble. The question over here is whether it's Mekurba Legabe the Chashat that the Erev will be bottled. Hazarek bin Ayam le Yabasha min Abba Yabasha le Yam min Ayam le Svina o min Asvina le Yam min Asvina le Chavreta Patur. As a matter of fact, Svinot Shirot Zuh Bezuh, you can even be Metat and Bezuh Bezuh Lechatkhila. Im Einan Shirot, Af O Pesha Mukafot, then you're not supposed to be Metat and Bezuh Lezuh. Itman. Svina, Revun Omer, well, you got to get water. On Shabbos, what you do is you mutzin him in Aziz Koshu, you can be Mamalim. Rav Chista, Rabba, Ravun is no, you got to make a Mokam Arba, I'm Mamali. Ravun, Omer Metim and Aziz Koshu, Mamali, he holds that a Carmelite starts at ground level of the ocean. And therefore, Be'ara Mashkina and the Avira, by the time you get it, there's already Mokam Ptur. Ubedinu, disease, Nami, Loli, Boi. But what we want is to make a heck. Okay, so they hold, no, the Carmelite begins at the top of the water, Mashkina, because we view the Maya as aras micht, as like a stick ground. He's going to be metatomi Carmelite ushitayachid, therefore he needs a mokam arba, whether that means it has to be surrounded by some small mechitza like Rashi, or a full asara tvachim, as many understand Taisves, or whether it means we bend the edges down to make a mechitza, but lamais it has to need a heter of a mechitza, not a heker. And according to Rav Huna, it says, "Much ben is this koshu mamale," because you don't have a problem since you're in the avir. How about in a case where you're on a shallow water? And zimni leka sorma kometalta mekamele tushita yachid. Omale, now this is a ship, man. And Gabrina dein tzvina malaket bepachot miasara. Well, what about the bow of the boat? Mursha itla. Armor of Safra, there's always sonar. And Yeshu Sheyazi Kabbat. Omer of Nachba Yitzchak Rav Chia Bar Ovin. And Rav Chistel Rabba Vunid Omer Otsi Makom Arba'am Umale. What do you do with the wastewater? Shovchin Yidei Echishari Lo. V'chi Tema, you use the same way it came in. The Shoyil Ba'otol Makom. That's pretty disgusting. Ma'asile. Well, what you do is Shadalei Adavta Desfina. What about Kocho? Kocho, but Carmelite, they were never kosher. We know it, Emra. Dear Tanya, Svinayin metate lo mitocha lo yam velo min hayam letocha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, if it's amuka, asara from the inside. And it's not gavoha, asara from the surface of the water from the outside. Metate lo mitocha lo yam, avelo min hayam letocha. Maisha min hayam letocha de lo, de ka metate min carmelite, v'shita yoke, bitocha lo yam, nami ka metate min shita yoke, bitocha lo yam. Who ever heard of one way Yisra Hotso? What would be the problem of saying good achit b'chitzata? Milo Tanir Bezbert Bidur Menot Kanim Shudarabim Ubroshot Raskal Vizor Ganachal Gabav Chayav Alma Amin and Good Achit Bechitzata Ochin Amin Name and Good Achit Bechitzata Matki Flor of Yosef. Whoa, what is that supposed to mean? That's not true La Locha Lo Shemin La Diam Revino Amarav, or some say it was Revino Bishim Revichia that he continued Vitani Alove Chachomi Portrim Tzitzan La Locha Omle Abba. Of course it's La Locha Ato Tizbra Vatanya, that particular case is not Lalach, but Rav Nachman makes sense. Amud Bereshit Rabim Gavah Asarok of Arba, Ve'en Be'ikar Arba, Ve'yesh Be'katzer Shalosh Losha, according to Rashi, the height of the pole that supports the pillar. And according to Tosfos, the width of the pole that supports the pillar. And the din is over there, if you were Zarek, Ve'nach HaGabav, you'd be Chayef. Why? Obviously, because Alma Amina good achit bechitzata, so Chin Ami good achit bechitzata. Aye, the case that you brought before with the Rabbanon argue. Me the ire. Hatam Avila mechitz shagdi im bokimba. Avila mechitz shenagdi im bokimba. Amalei Ravacha, Breda Ravacha, Ravashi. It's the same problem of Gideon. But just because the Gideon look like fish, so therefore they're not going to be Mavatal Machitza. So Gabisvina Nami, or Ika Bekiat Dagin. I'm like, no, don't give me that. Bekiat Dagin, Lav Shme Bekiat. But, Mira Temra, the boy me name Rabbi Tavla Miravin, Machitza Tuluya, Marsha Tatir Bechurva, Viamale, Ain Machitza Tuluya Materet, Elabamayim, it's a special kula. That the Chachomim were makil b'mayim specifically, that we're not makbid on the same level of machitza. Are you going to taina? What about b'kiyat tagim? Ela shvamina b'kiyat tagim. La shvam b'kiyat. Svinot kshirot pshita. Amar Rava lo nitzchal lahatir bitzit shebeneyam. Amar Rav Safa Meisha. Sh'aper kamer. Metalta lemizol azutran. El Amr of Safra Nitzcha Ella Le Arev, the two, but it belongs to the people, Ulatatom is Ulazu, Kiritania. So in our Kshrotzu Bezuma Arvin, Metatum is Ulazu, Nifsikunes, through Chosov and Kshru, Ben Shagigim, Ben Mezidim, Ben Anusim, Ben Mutain, Chosu Le Teirana Rishon, Fakain Machatzalota, Prusot, Barvin, Metatum is Ulazu, Niglalu, Nesru, Chosov and Nifshu, Ben Shagigim, Ben Mezidim, Ben Anusim, Ben Mutain, Chosu Le Teirana Rishon, Shekom Mechitza. Shana Shabbat, Ben Mishogeg, Ben Bemezit, Shema Mechitza. Really now? I recall hearing from Reb Nachman that it's Shema Mechitza only Lagabed the Diorite, right? That you, if you're Zarek, not to be Metaldo, it's still Usher. No, they're not going to amaze it. That's because it's a Knas. Omer Shmuel, Afilu Kshirot Pechuta Sarval. What is that supposed to mean? Echidami. Idiokolamidan Pshita. Idiokolamidan, it can't be true. Now, of course, the Olam de Yacholam Idan, it's a figure of speech. V'shmul ha'fukim in an avshik ha'ati, t'zan kashar b'davar ha'amida, mevila tuma. B'davar she'in ma'amida, mevila tuma, it's a shmul, but when you talk about a davar ha'amida, it's got to be made out of metal. So tzuk shukshura b'shal shalat shal barzel, so you need to make clear to you, don't confuse the sugya. Linyan tuma, it has to be made out of steel. Dechtiba kalal cherev, cherev ariyoke kalal, in. So that's the only way to make the boat tummy in such a way it's an avatuna, be metal to the metame to kalim. Aval inyan Shabbat, kimen de yachol amina, afilu bekuta sarpal.
Today's daf is daf kuf aleph. We're still a bit behind, and we're on kuf amid beis. And we got up to we were talking about the machlokis yesterday between Rufchista and Ravuna about how it is you can be metalto from the yam into the svina. It turns out there's two basic approaches of how to view the yam as a karmelit. It's a karmelit because of the way we view its mafitza, so it's the bottom of the yam, so in which case mayim, of course, we already saw yesterday, is not mamayit a mafitza, so in which case the top of the yam would be above 10 tefachim from the floor. There's no problem because I'm being metalto in a makom tur, since the karmelit doesn't extend above 10 tefachim. Therefore, all we need to do is put out a ziz kosher. What's the purpose of a ziz kosher? An indication that we should recall that this is only mutter because of our sounding. That we know because of our sounding. So we know that it's above 10 tefachim from the floor of the ocean. Now, she'inkein, if you hold it, you need a daf, which is an actual 4x4 piece to indicate a projection of Machitza's Lamata, then clearly we hold that the karmelit, the point of the yam being the karmelit, is we view it as it's Mokub Shimush of the karmelit, and it's the top of the yam is a karmelit, in which case I can't be motzi from the karmelit to the Sfina unless I create Machitzot, which I do by extending the Machitzot of a daf downwards. It's a very, very different approach to the sugya between Rav Huna and between his son Rabba, who joined up in Rufist against his father's approach. So we were up to Omar Le Reb Nachman on the third of the large lines. Omar Le Reb Nachman, Rabba Bar Avua, according to Rav Huna, who claims that it's sufficient to be Motzi Hemena Ziz Koshuhu Memale, he says that all you need to do is to be able to make a Hekera, because we don't need to be frightened of taking from a karmelit into the Rishut HaYachid, because the bottom of the sea is where it begins, and therefore on the top of the sea it's always 10 tefachim high. How do you know that it's 10 tefachim high? Zimnin de Leka Asara, I mean, as a boat is close to shore, people are not going to be mavdil about being mamale, and Zimnin de Leka Asara will come mitaltel me that. Maybe he'll come to be mitaltel me carmel to Rishut HaYachid. Why are we relying on a Keter Sram Yalma? Omar Le Gamrinan de In Svinama Halechet Pepachot Mi Asara. A boat requires at least to be able to draw on 10 tvachim in order to be safely afloat. No, well, that's all very nice, but I mean, what about the mursha? Well, mursha you play. I mean, there's parts of a boat that are not even in contact with the water. I mean, if you take a look at the prow of the boat, I mean, it may be flying above the water and it doesn't really connect at all. So you have, indeed, the keel may be above Asara, but the prow is sitting there, maybe all the way up. It may even be extending over the ground for all. I mean, such thing is certainly possible. So why aren't we afraid that somebody will be sitting right there, being mamala mayim with his little hecker, being a joke, because actually there is a real Carmelite there. Omri of Safra, because gishushe yazle kama. We're not careless about these things. You always have somebody sounding in front in order to make sure that you don't get too close. It's all very nice to say theoretically you could pull a boat in and still not run aground and have the prow maybe being less than 10 tefachim, but in a place where it's less than 10 tefachim. But it's certainly in a practical sense it isn't done. We always make certain that we know we have sufficient water. No reasonable sailor is going to bring in a spina in a place where even from the mokum that he doesn't have to be farshish, there should be less than 10 tefachim. It's too risky. And how about according to Rav Chisda and according to Rabba Bar Avuna, who say that Osema Komar Ba'al Mamale, and therefore they take very seriously the problem over here of my transferring from the Yam to the Svina. What about the other direction? I must say, we certainly don't keep a septic tank on the boat. I mean, the water is going out of the boat the same way it's coming into the boat. What do they do? How come nobody talks about water coming out of the boat? I mean, what did they do as to the Gemara Shofchin Di Deheka Shadilu? What do they do with the sewerage? V'chitem the Shadilu Ba'otom. How come are you going to say they use the dock? It's ridiculous. Somebody's going to drink water from a place where they've been pouring out their dirty water. It's unsanitary. It's most. It doesn't matter that it's the Yam. There's still a higher concentration of pollutants in that particular area. People are not stupid. No, we're talking about a boat that is sitting there. So, I mean, if this is a real consideration, and according to us, it's not a real consideration. According to us, we're making a heck. It's fine, so when it comes to sewerage, we don't make a heck. But according to them, you'd have to use the same projected mechitza to get rid of your water. So, therefore, what can you do? Answers the Gemara. You pour it out on the edge of the boat, and then it just makes its way down into the ocean, which is rather difficult to do in the other direction. But what about Koko? I mean, even though you didn't pour it directly from your Shutayachid into a Carmelite, but you certainly made it in a place where gravity will not pull it down, and that's called Koko. I thought usually utilizing the potential energy in a thing is the same thing as your direct energy. Says the Gemara, it is usually. But Koko, the Carmelite lo gazru. Since, after all, the whole idea of a Carmelite is that this is only drop on it. They weren't gozer ad kedekach to speak about the potential energy. They have to do it nicely directly, yes. To cause something to be pulled down by gravity, no. Listen, don't think I'm playing games with you just to get out of the problem. I mean, there's a very good source for this. What makes me say that? It's a brighter, actually, the Tanya. Svina in metatzelin lo mitochal yam, velo min hayam mitochal. You cannot carry from a svina in either direction. You can't take something out of the svina into the yam just as much as you can take from the yam into it. So far, of course, that proves the opposite of what I'm saying. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and here's the part that's important that I want to bring my proof from. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, amuka asara, ve'in gvoa asara. If you have a boat which in its inside is 10 tefachim deep, so in other words, it's now Rishut HaYachid. But the problem is, it doesn't ride above the water 10 tefachim. So in other words, it's a heavy boat and it's riding low in the water. Mitzaltelin mitochal yam, you could carry from the boat into the yam, meaning you could pour out your sewer water and let it drop into the yam. But you can't carry from the yam into it, because there you'll have to carry directly. Now, I mean, does that make sense? There's only one explanation. What is the reason that we can't carry from the yam into it? Because since it is Rishut HaYachid, you're going to be metatel from a Carmelite into Rishut HaYachid. So isn't it also true that mitoch al yam nami? I don't know how you could then do it in the other direction. It's also being metatel Mirshutayachid leKarmelit. So what's the difference? Elalav, the only possible explanation is that we're talking about not pouring the dirty water directly from a container into the yam, which in Rachinami would be also. We must be talking about achuda. You put the dirty water on the edge of the site, which is going to now fall. Ishmani hakocho b'karmelit lo gazru. Therefore, you see clearly that the idea over here is that there's no problem of kocho b'karmelit. Now, it's true that the Rabbanan did not agree with Rabbi Yehuda, but there's no reason in the world to think that the reason that they disagreed was because they were arguing about the din of kocho. The problem over here might be that they're arguing because they held that you cannot carry from a Carmelite to Rishut HaYachid Derech Makom Tur. In other words, what happens over here is, note the case, we have Amukah Asara Ve'en Gvo'ah Asara. What exactly? It's Amukah, so what would be wrong if it's Ein Amukah Asara, first of all? But why would that change? Because it would be a Carmelite. If it's less than Asara, then you would be allowed to carry from it to the Yam. Okay, why does it have to be now not in Gvo'ah Asara? Why? Because if it would be Gvo'ah Asara, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that then there would be no problem in carrying into it. Why? Because I would be carrying from a Carmelite Ruah Makom Ptur, since it's L'malah Mi'Asara. This is an issue we didn't talk about until now. We never discussed the question of drawing into the boat where the boat itself is 10 tefachim above the water. We were only talking about with a Carmelite, the top of the yam is 10 tefachim above the bottom of the yam. That was the question, where does the Carmelite begin? The fact that L'maisi, if I'm on a ship and I'm bringing up water, it's going to be going into a Makom Ptur.
Not at all.
No, once I get above 10 tefachim from the yam, according to Kuliyam, I'm in a Makom Ptur. Even if I start counting from the top. Now, we know that you're not allowed to carry directly from Rishut HaRabim to Rishut HaYachid, Rishut HaYachid to Rishut HaRabim, Derech Makom Ptur.
This is the location of the higher than 10 tefachim.
Yeah, any place in the air, above 10 tefachim. The question is there a problem in the Rabbanan and Isser of Carmelite of carrying from a Carmelite through a Makom Ptur? And that's already taken it pretty far, because I mean the Makom Ptur is L'chatchila. I can translate back and forth without any problem. To say I made a gzeirah to turn the Carmelite into a separate pursuit when it's going through a Makom Ptur, but Yehuda obviously holds that would not be a problem. Therefore, he creates a case in which a problem exists, namely that it's L'mata Mi'asara. So if I stick something out to draw water, it's never going to leave the Carmelite, and there I have a problem. The fact that the Rabbanan don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, says Tosfos, may just be on that particular point. They're arguing about this question, would there be a heter to carry through a Makom Ptur from a Carmelite? There's no reason to say that they'd be arguing about the question of whether you're allowed kocho b'Carmelite. I mean, that was entirely an aside that they had never addressed. Therefore, I say that from here we have a clear indication that I am right in suggesting there was never a gezeirah in kocho and a Carmelite. And the only problem was drawing up, but not allowing to trickle down. If we could figure a way to trickle up, it would also be okay. Except, of course, there's no kocho in trickling up. It's always your direct mindset. So that proves it.
So the shush would be okay today?
Would not be a problem, according to Rabbi Yehuda. He's the one who created this case. So therefore, shmamina, kocho b'Carmelite, lo gazru, shmamina. Omer Huna, I must warn you, Doctor, that there are rumors of Richie's arrival. And if he walks in, we'll want him to be able to sit back in his place. But there's also rumors that he's quite tired. You know? So, I might stay meanwhile. It'll be a bigger haute kabod when he comes in. Yes, he's away. But it's fine. I don't know. Like, musical chairs. Omer Huna. Hani bitzata de misha, in metatelim b'hem ela bi'arba'a. Now, a bitza, the truth is that a bitza, according to Tosfos, is always a reference to a swamp. The fact that we call small boats a bitzata is because they are not references to normal boats. They're references to swamp boats. And, no, according to Tosfos, there's a problem in those kind of crafts because people get very tired pedaling with the, you know, the propellers. So the pizzata, according to Tosfos, is essentially a raft. Well, it's not only that, it's a nova. It's a raft in which the water can actually, you know, be seen through the various logs. This is logs. It makes no difference whether it's turned upside down or whatever. It's always floating. A very simple raft-like affair. Because of that, he has to learn a different shot in this Gemara. Rashi learns that a pizzata is used, because of that, for any type of tiny type of thing, like a kayak or something. So according to this, it would be really a sharply, like a canoe type affair, or a kayak type. Kayak is flat, so it's a canoe type of affair. And what's important to us in discussing a canoe is the fact that you don't have real mefitzot. Because since there's no bottom on the canoe, where we could, in other words, it comes to a point.
Right.
But the point doesn't have a din of a mefitza because you need to have four tochim at one point. And since over here there's no flat area at all, you generally don't cover the bottom of the canoe with a board or anything like that to have an actual space where you have real mefitzot going around. Because of that, this is a non-mefitzot boat. Since it's a non-mefitzot boat, we don't have the din of the Rishut HaYachid in it. If we have a din of Rishut HaYachid, it doesn't matter how long the boat would be, you can carry as much as you want in it. What we have over here is a Carmelite boat. And a Carmelite boat has a Chumrah inside of it that we'd have to be Machmir on it to be like Rishut HaRabim. I would not be able to be Metato Chutz Miharva Amot. So if a long craft that's designed in this fashion, with a sharp keel without any bottom, I wouldn't be able to carry outside of Arba, it should say, not Arba'a, because obviously the limitation of Carmelite is not Arba'a, it's Arba.
It's a short row.
Huh? Short row. Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to pass something from one end to the other end in one of these long, you know, racing canoes and so on.
In the boat?
Within the boat, because it's a Carmelite. That's the problem. You're not allowed to carry outside of Arba Amot in a Carmelite. We're masber on it to pretend it's like Rishut HaRabim.
The boat
is a Carmelite.
In the Carmelite,
the boat is okay.
Yeah, this is a Carmelite. The Carmelite itself is a Carmelite. That's a different question, that we'll have to address separately, what the minutes of the boat be spent. Obviously, we don't look at the boat as a kli the way we look at the ego as the kli, because it's clear here that Hanocha in a boat is the Derech Hanocha. Question I rather ask, and it goes on a kli, is clearly not the same as it goes on a boat. Because the boat is miyaket, an area to itself, which we don't look at as a kli in a different rishos. We can measure anything relative to a space of that sort, not relative to a kli. That's the difference.
So, in the covenant itself, are you
No, you're not allowed to carry outside of our boundaries in the covenant. Yes, we're machmir, b'ni rabbonah, to give it a chumra for shut rabbonah. Now, ima linu kani b'urbani, v'lo amran, ela she'en b'pachot b'shlosha arba'am. This is only, of course, if within three tvachim, from the bottom of the canoe, as remember, within three tvachim, it's all looked at as a solid piece for all intents and purposes. If within three tvachim from the bottom of the canoe, you do not have four tvachim between the mechitzot. But if you can measure four tvachim between the mechitzot of the canoe, at an area that is up till three tvachim, anywhere up till three tvachim on the bottom of the canoe, that's where the mefitzot starts, because within three of the ground, we can effectively ignore anything underneath it, and therefore you would have normal mefitzot. It's just that they start a little above what your eye is picking out. They start where the halakha picks it up, which is within three tvachim. The imalinu kani v'urvani, and for that matter, if you physically fill up the bottom of the canoe, so that the area which the mechitzot start is an area for tvachim. Why? Because you filled it up with reeds or something, whatever. It's not even important. But the idea is you start the boat there. And obviously if you build a floor, it's a little ridiculous the floor I can do, but the same idea. So then you can lift it up artificially, so to speak, so that your canoe begins at some arbitrary point to which you lifted it, and there you have four tvachim between the mechitzot, and now you've got a real Rishut HaYachid, and you can pass the oars as long as you want all the way through it, assuming that such a thing would be mutter. Obviously, we have our gezeiras about the osek lishayit and things like that, but you could carry with it.
How far up does the mechitzot
extend? 10 tvachim from the point at which they are four. They need 10 tvachim from the point at which there's a distance of four between them in order to be called.
So 10 on each side.
Height, yeah. And height on a width of four.
So they're four, but what happens outside that four?
Outside the mechitzot or in the mechitzot?
Well, you have a boat like this, right?
That's fine.
And your ears are
that's fine, that's fine. As far as they extend out.
Okay.
Anywhere within the mechitzot, that's fine. Marki florum nachna. What is all of this business? Why is that true? Why can't we take an imaginary ring? Let's imagine just the top of the mechitzot. Ignore the other stuff that you're saying is coming in and there's no room of arba tvachim. This is a crazy calling. So let's take that imaginary ring. We take the top of the canoe. Ignore everything else. And say, drag that mechitza down to create a halachic mechitza that's following you around a virtual mechitza outside of your canoe that has turned the canoe into a rishut hayachid? Doesn't that serve us well in the past? I mean, how about Milo Tanya? How about the famous case we've had so many times? Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah Omer, Na'atz Kanav Rishut Rabimu Barashot Traskal. We had our favorite basketball case. The Zorak V'Nach Al Gabav. You went ahead, and it landed on the top of the basket. You're chayev. When you threw it from Rishut Rabim, how could you be chayev? There's no mechitza. Because the little circle at the top of the basket became a mechitza. So why is the little circle at the top of the canoe any different than that circle? So Hakinami name a Godachit Mechitzata. Why can't we say the same thing over here? In which case we really don't care about the fact that the canoe comes down to a sharp end. We ignore that part of the canoe. Not just part of Yosef. You know, you have a good question, all right? Tell me what you think. I mean, do you not know? Everybody knows that it was either Rabbi or Rabbi Rav quoted a braita on this, that this is actually not to be relied upon, because v'chachamim omrim, Tanya la braita said, v'chachamim potri, that the chachamim said that indeed a traska is not really a reshut hayachid. So, Amaya Baya, what do you mean it's not really a reshut hayachid? Of course it's a reshut hayachid. Let me ask you something, says Abai. If you don't understand the difference between the case here and there, you're going to run into some serious trouble. Because of course there is such a thing. Here, let me give you an example of such a thing. We've got a column in Rishut HaRabim. It's 10 tvachim high, it's 4 tvachim wide, but it's a column that is a little bit on an edge, and so that it's extended upward in a mushroom shape. And now at the bottom of the column, it's missing a full arba tvachim. But at the top of the column, it's got arba tvachim at the height of 10. Now, it says over there that if you're zorik v'nach agabav, you're chayev, according to everybody. Forget about this Rabbanan over here. Okay? I want you to see that you yourself are going to have to make some type of discrimination here that you haven't made yet. So I'm going to push you into it. So you see Amrinan, good achit mechitzata. So don't you have to ask yourself, so why by Traska? Why is it that we don't say here too, God Achid, or in the Bitsa de Mishan? I'll tell you why. Because Mide Ayre, this is what you're going to respond. This is how Rashi understands it. That all of this is part of what Abaye is saying. And even though it appears to be a give and take, it's part of Abaye's proof to Rav Yosef that he has not thought this out till the end. He's saying, Ella, now you're going to be going through these steps in your mind. And you're going to have to say, that Mide Ira, is this supposed to prove anything you'll say to yourself? Obviously, the difference is that in the case of the Traskat, or in any case in which the Mechitza is basically hanging in midair, you could say all you want that there's a virtual Mechitza here. The problem with virtual things is that real things have a tendency to walk right on over them. And here, guess what? You're looking at this mechitza, and you're admiring this beautiful mechitza, and up walks a little goat, and walks right through it. And you say to yourself, what? How did that happen? And there goes your whole virtual mechitza. But when it comes to the case, and that's a trosco, because the goat couldn't care less about the laser express mechitza underneath, it just walks across it. But how about the case over here where all you have to do is extend the top of the column down so that it covers over the few inches that were missing in the equivalent space on the bottom where it was coming down on a diagonal? No goat's going to walk over there to squeeze along the edge just to prove to you that you should ignore your virtual mechitza. So we've got a real problem over here. When I say real, I mean real. It's purely a function of reality. That's all. Wherever reality intrudes on the halachic imagination, there's no way that we could take it seriously. If a gedi is going to walk through your supposed force field, we're going to have to ignore your force. But in the case of the column, why should I ignore my force field? Take a look. Every gedi avoids it like the plague. Of course, the gedi has no idea that that's why he's avoiding it. He thought he just didn't want to scrape his shoulder. But the bottom line is, he'll never walk through it. So the same thing is true in the area of the beats of the Misha. Because that my problem will be, and that's really the problem will be over there, that there's no kids that are going to be walking through the extended bottom of my canoe. So I should have the same issue over there. There's no kids there. What do you mean there's no kids? There's fish. I mean, how about the fact that the fish don't seem to respect your virtual wall. So why don't we say our ita bikiya tagin? Amale bikiya tagin lo shme bikiya. Fish don't count. The reason that fish don't count, says Rashi, is because I don't see them. Since the whole idea is the violation of the virtual nature of this wall by the fact that I can't maintain my imagination against reality, as long as I can live in the world without seeing, there's no problem. Since nobody notices the Tagim, and of course this is fundamental, the whole relationship of the Torah to Tagim, right? That's the whole point. So the halakha does not have to take into consideration Bikiyat Tagim. Mashenke, when it comes to the question of the Bikiyat Tagim, you have to take into consideration. Uminot Temra, how do I know to make that kind of distinction? Because we know the Boine Rabbi Tavla Mirabi, he wanted to know, generally, you have in a churva, very often, as well we know right here, areas in which there remains an arch, and underneath it the wall fell down. Is that considered to be a wall because we continue the good achid mechitzata, or is that not a mechitza? The Omar night, and Robin told Rav Tavla, in mechitza tluya materet, that we do not accept hanging mechitzot, in which you could simply walk through them and claim that they're skilled, except in one case, and that's Mayim. The famous heter of a Mechitzat Tluya B'Mayim is in Venice, where you have over there porches that are hanging out above the water, and the Gemara in Erevin discusses, in all such cases, there's no problem of actually drawing up from an area where there's not tent, not yam, it's just a shallow channel, or even if you have a convenience bore, which was done in a chotzer, you built a cistern, in which the second story people would have access to the bore with a little pulley system, so they have porches that extend over the bore. Even though normally that would be considered to be problematic, and certainly if it's owned by two separate people, there's problems of Erevin and so on and so forth, over here, your mechitza is seen as extending into the water, the edge of your porch. It's very commonly used throughout Erevin, this etch. Why is this? Because Kalushi Kilu Chachamim B'Mayim. The Chachamim said there's something different about a hanging mechitza over water than there is about a hanging mechitza in a churva. Now, why were they made them? About my Ita B'Kiyat Dagim. I'll tell you why they were made them. Halashmanina B'Kiyat Dagim. Loshme B'Kiyat. That's the point. I'm not just saying this off the top of my head. There's a well-established halacha, but there's a difference in the chitzot tluyot. So that means that clearly we have to take that into consideration when we're talking about the canoe issue as well. Anything that has to do with the beach of the mishnah.
Hanging mechitza. Somebody's hanging on a string above. Is that a hanging mechitza?
No, hanging mechitza means that you have like a porch. You have a porch. You make a hole in the bottom of your porch in order to be able to pull up.
It's not over the edge. No, it's
all over the edge. Well, no, you're outside of your mechitza. Yeah.
What is the hanging mechitza?
The edges of your porch. The Gemara talks about cases where you actually just create, you build a little box around your window so that you can then extend and pull up your bucket over the window if the water comes up close enough to the wall. In a cistern, of course, that could easily happen. So I'm sure you'd be allowed to carry on. So you see that I'm right. So you can't just, you can't dismiss, you turn around, Rav Yosef, you know, you dismiss the question about a mechitza tzvuya because you said, well, not everybody agrees with Traskal. We're following the Chachamim. What does Traskal have to do with it? In a Traskal, you've got a little tiny pole in which it doesn't prevent anything from walking under the pole. The only time we would say there would be over water. Aha, this is over water. There you go. So it was a very good question. I was asked. Don't dismiss it. Svinot Kshurot. Now, the next case we had in the Mishnah was if you have two ships and you've tied them together, you're allowed to carry from one ship to the next. I mean, I said, why not? He said, well, why would I not be allowed to carry? On my rabbi, no, it means you're allowed to carry with a motorboat that runs between the two ships. They're tied together. You can walk over them. I mean, they may be 50 feet away from each other. So the way in which you transfer one to the other is with a little rowboat, really. Right? So you're allowed to do that, too. Why? Because the area now between the boats becomes all part of the rishus of the boats. And I can simply go from one to the other. I'm a leader of Safra. Excuse me, Meisha. Of course, his name is Rav, not Meisha. But every Thomas Chacham that you want to give cover to in his generation, you call him the generation's Meisha. But it's funny that the only time we say this is when he's wrong. I'm sure that's Meisha. That's the chant. So Rav Safra said to Meisha, Shapri Gamret, but this is a good shot. You see, especially you, Rav, of all people, you're the one who always complains that it's against the actual literal words. Yeah? Over here, all of a sudden, you've put a boat in between the ship. Oh, man. I mean, what does it say? Metatele mizulazu, from one to the other. From one to the other means with a little boat in between. I don't believe it. Elam Rav Safra, I'll tell you what the pshat is. The pshat is that these ships are owned by different companies. And you got a problem of Erevin. And the finish of the Mishnah is that you can make an Erev between two boats despite the fact that you would think, I mean, an Erev, the whole point of an Erev is that it's a kniut. So we're pretending that we live together. By definition, a boat's not a kniut. The whole setting of the boat is an indication that we're off to see the wild blue yonder over here. Kamash Malani, so it's not Shita. Kamash Malani turns into an Erevin. The Tatrim Zumizu. That's the point. Not the actual carrying itself. Tosis actually learns that it could be we knew up front that it was a din in Erevin, and that anyway we were asking Pshita, and that this wasn't the Chiddush, and that the Chiddush actually was that even if they get torn apart and reconnected, that you could still maintain the Erevin, which we're about to see. Even though that's true Lagabe Shabbos in general, if something happens, let's say a mechitza falls down or something like that, the restoration of the mechitza on Shabbat restores the Erev. As a matter of fact, it doesn't even need to restore the Erev. Because when it comes to Shabbos, the Erev defines things as they are, b'shas, the knisah of Shabbat. The only time it needs to restore an Erev is where you lost the mechitza and therefore lost the reshus of adding Erev. Tosis makes that nothing. If you lose the reshus, then it's a pshita that you're not going to be able to say that, well, it was okay to carry your Ben Ashmashis, why can't I just keep carrying? No. This is a mechitza. You can recreate a mechitza. And that's the Chiddush. And therefore, Rav Safra brings the brighter. This is like Tosis re-understands it as a possibility. This so far is sufficient to address the simple way of learning the Gemara. That originally we thought the problem was only Tiltel, not Erevin. There were two boats owned by Tzim. And now we come along and we say, no, it's talking about two different companies, therefore you need an Eruv. And, period. Continues the Braita. According to Tosfos, the continues the Braita may be exactly what the Chiddush was. Namely, Nifsiku, if they became disconnected on Shabbat, Ne'esru, at the time of the disconnection, they're not allowed to carry any longer. But Chazru v'Nikshru, if they ended up being reconnected on Shabbos, whether that was done b'shogeg, people forgot it was Shabbos, they didn't know it was Osir, or whether it was even done b'mezid, or maybe anusin, or mut'in, they weren't even attempting to do it, they were trying to do something else, the rope got caught, they ended up connecting each other, whatever the case is, bottom line is they're connected, they become mutter the way they were before. And by the way, the same thing is true if you've got a camp, you're camping out, and what you do is you spread machatzalot between, let's say, the boys and the girls, smiut. So you spread these mats, hanging mats. Now, those hanging mats are a fine mechitza. The problem is that each area is defined according to the people that live in it. You would need an Erev.
Is there no space between them? What when they tie together?
No, there's space between them. Raya Rava said you need a rope to get between them.
So what do they tie together?
Cable.
Huh?
Cable.
No. Between.
Because that makes it as if it's all one building. The space in between is viewed as an atrium. That's why you can carry through the rowboat. The Chiddush of Rav is you're not afraid that the rowboat will move into the actual water, not between the boats, and then you'll end up being metaltel really from the yam directly.
But the rowboat is the rowboat itself, is that a
that depends, as we saw. It depends on how deep it is. We've just been through this, so it depends on the shape of the boat. But the point is, as long as it stays between the other two boats, it's just basically a boat in your living room. That's all. Look at it like a chair. Welcome, welcome, Sir Richard, our conquering hero.
Right,
hello.
The afternoon.
Hello. Well, Sir Richard just wanted to come in to make us happy. No, not at all. I think that's a great idea. That you should do the bath for us.
You can wake me up.
Okay. Well, it's good to have you.
Thank you.
All right, so we're holding now on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beit. And We're talking about machatzalot. We spread out these hanging mats between various people that are in a camping site.
You know, like a clothesline?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so now each one of those areas defined by the mats becomes a separate reshus for the people that are in it. You'd have to make an error between the people in the mat area A and mat area B.
Close enough for me to believe it.
What's that? I don't know what you're referring to. So nigalalu, but if the mats are rolled back up again, then nesru. Now you already you've ruined the reshut hayachid, and you're no longer able to be metalto. But chazlu benifreshu. If somebody hangs the mat again on Shabbos, whether this was done b'shogeg, basically honest, moves out, or when he was trying to do whatever, doesn't matter. Chazlu la'teiran arishon. The klal being shekol mechitza shenaasa b'shabbat bein b'shogeg bein b'mezik shma mechitza. A mechitza can be made on Shabbos even if it's also to do so. It doesn't change the fact.
Yes, that have to come with this free
smart. Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't
that
have to be a?
No, that's in order to be mutter. I'm not talking about in order to be mutter. Somebody did it baser. It doesn't matter. That's the whole point. We don't really care about how it got here, we just care about the fact that it is here. Is this true? Even though it's usher. I've omer Nachman lo shana el Yisro. Didn't Reb Nachman say, now wait, that's only lachumra. That if you throw from the Rishut HaRabim into these mechitzot, you'd be chayet. But you certainly can't rely on it to be metaltel and to say it's a Rishut HaYachid. Metaltel is usher. No, Reb Nachman was only talking about if you did it b'mezid. If you did it b'mezid, then we give you a knas. You're not going to be allowed to be mitaltel. All you can do is turn it into a shutayach in lachumra. So now, if before you weren't going to burn for carrying it in from the outside to the inside, now you will. That's your knas. But you don't get the rights to carry around inside of it. He's only talking about the mezid part. And the other things that we said, chozur l'teiran harishon, was referring to chozur l'teiran harishon b'mut'eh, b'shogeg, and so on and so forth. And it's even true, chozur l'teiran harishon, meaning midoraita, the area inside the mats, is chozur l'teiran harishon. Meaning it becomes Rishut HaYachid. You're right. Lamaisa, we give you a knas that you can't use it. Itmar Omar Shmuel, these boats that are connected together, I don't care if they're even Kshirot Bechuta Sarbal. I don't care if you connected them together using basting threads. That's fine. Now, what is that supposed to mean? Hechidonic. I mean, Idiokolamidan. Did you use enough thread that it created a cable strong enough to hold the boats? What do I care what it's made out of? It's an amshita. Vidayinyokolamidan, if you're trying to say, even if you just did a formal tying, what kind of crazy halakha is that? Am I? But see, there's nothing that is formally tying. Either they're connected or they're not connected. Liolam diakolamidan. The case is that the threads indeed were strong enough to hold these boats together. So then what's the point? Ah, Shmuel was trying to tell you that you should not confuse the two sugyot. There's another sugya that uses the same wording, Benogea Tuma Vitara. And there, you would not be able to read Chuta Sarbal. It would have to be a metal chain. And that is, since Shmuel himself was the one who said that, he wanted to make it clear, Lafuki Meninaf Shekaati, to make it clear that his own statement in a different context didn't apply to this context. What was that context? It's not. Kashra b'davar ha-ma'amida mevila tuma. If you tied up a boat with something that could hold the boat, it would bring tuma. B'davar she'ein ma'amida, ein mevila tuma. If it's tied up with something that would not hold the boat, then it doesn't bring tuma. Explain Shmuel on that. It has nothing to do with whether the boat was held in place. Davar ha-ma'amida means something that would normally be used to hold the boat in place. It refers to the type of material. It does not refer to the strength of the material. And therefore, when it's referring to holding a boat in place, it is referring, as Richie well knows, to shalshelet shel barzel. It's got to be a chain. If it's not a chain made out of metal, then this halacha doesn't apply. Why? Says Rashi. What's the difference if something is made out of a chain or metal or it's made out of nylon? A very big difference. Because if it's a chain of metal, the reference over there was to the dinner of Pohalot, and if this chain is now tied up to a boathouse in which there's a body, let's say Elizabeth or something like that, so in which there's a body. So now the chain becomes, because it's metal, and we learn out from the Fosik, the halal cherev, that cherev areu kachalal, a metal cleave, gets a din of avi avot atumah, which is wild. So now it's avi avot atumah. The boat connected to this chain referring to a boat that's Makabel Tuma, like the Sfinat HaYarden we had earlier, which is loaded and then lowered into the water, remember? That was the explanation. Mishnah Sfinat HaYarden is Makabel Tuma. The boat will now be Makabel Tuma with Kemenava Tuma. But that means that all of the things inside of the boat, even Kalim, will be Makabel Tuma from the Ava Tuma, which is the boat. Therefore, says Shmuel, it's got to be talking about something metal. But if it would be nylon, forget about whether they're going to hold the boat, because that's irrelevant. When we're talking about hold the boat, we mean a normal holding the boat thing, which is metal. But if it's not made out of metal, it cannot transfer tumah with the din of halal cheret. In which case, the most that could happen is the boat would be a rishon, nothing in the boat would become tummy. Says Tosfos, this is ridiculous. Rashi throws all of this together because he was confused by the words, shal shalot shal barzel. So he thinks to himself, Rashi, says Tosfos, he thinks to himself, gosh, what difference does it make if it's metal or not metal? I mean, obviously, the only possible difference is in terms of this special halakha of halal keret. But what Rashi forgets, says Tosfos, is that shel barzel is always used as a metaphor. The iron curtain. Does that mean it's an actual iron curtain? The iron curtain is a gemara. Mechitza shel barzel. Son barzel. Is son barzel sheep made out of metal? They're robotic sheep? Son barzel means something that's not going to get ruined because you're financially responsible. Metal doesn't mean literally metal. Whatever, he just got confused. It's a metaphor. And of course, because otherwise, I mean, think to yourself, the two sugyas have absolutely nothing in common. The word ma'amidah in that sugya, according to Rashi, in the Tuna sugya, means the standard type of cable. It has nothing to do with its strength. In our sugya, it's entirely a function of strength. So the two sugyas are completely unrelated. Furthermore, to talk about basting threads, the whole thing, I mean, the whole thing is just wild. What does he think he's talking about? Therefore, this does, of course, that's not the explanation over here, but one is an oil on naked, so on and so forth. You have to look into the actual sugya. The actual sugya over there is talking about the question of whether there is a mate beneath the boat. Just take a look. That was the whole sugya before. There's a mate, there's a body beneath the boat, from one side of the boat. And the question over here is whether that's maybe tuma through the boat onto the other side. Is it considered to be an ohel, the boat? Or because it's movable, it has the same thing as an ohel zaruk. And it's not considered, and that was what the sugya was talking about. I'm not making that up, sisters. That's the sugya. When Shmuel was talking over there about shal shalot shal barzel, all he meant was you need it to be in one place so that it shouldn't be an ohel that's nayad, which is why it does have everything to do with our sugya, because shurot also means shurot. Comes on Shmuel to say, don't compare the two sugyas. That's all. If you just want to define this as a reshut echad, it doesn't have to be that it can't move, but it's not the point. You don't need shal shalot shal barzel to be yotze our sugya. But in that sugya, you need shal shalot shal barzel, meaning not metal, meaning nice, good nylon table, but whatever. Something that'll stay there just as if it were barzel. We finally caught up. Yeah. Must be Beschut Richie.
What?
Captain, we thank you. Okay, we're holding on about the... Go from the base, let's do it from the mission. Hazarik min hayam liyabashar min hayabashar liyam min hayam l'sfinah min l'sfinah liyam l'sfinah l'chavar tapatuh. Sifinot ekshurot zo bezo betatulim zo bezo. Iminan ekshurot afo pishimukafot in betatulim zo bezo. Itma. Sfinah rebunam al-matzirim en aziz koshu m'malek. Rechist of rabba bar avunam al-sem makom arba'ah m'malek. Revunam al-motzirim en aziz koshu m'malek. The reasoning is, Gassav ha-karmelit mi'ara mashkina. Therefore the avir is a makom tur. Ubedinu kaziz nami lo liboy. Whereas Rafis the Rabbi Barbunabre, Osema Komarba, why is that? Kasabri Karmeli Misfat Maya Mashkinale. Maya Arasamirta, the Ilo Abid Mokamarba, Kometatu Mikarmi, Rushotayafi. Omele Runakman, the Rabbi Barabua, Uruvuna, Damri, Mutsi Menes, his Koshu Mamale, Zinu the Lekas Rabbi, Kometatu Mikarmi, Rushotayafi. Omale Gamrina, the Ainsina Malacha, Papakot Miasra. Well, what about the Mursha? Omre Popagishu, she has to come up. How about the shofkim today? Hey, the shadimu. But he came to the shadimu boto makom. That's crazy. You can't draw water from a place where you dumped your dirty water. Meisile. The shadimu adapted the spina. Ah, it should be kocho and should be asa. Kocho the karmelit lo gazu. Pimilatina. The time. Svina in metatamim lo mitochal yam, velo min ayam betucha. Rabbi Yehonar. Amuka asara min gvoa asara. Betaltalin mitochaliyam. Avalome ayam betocha, maishram ayam betocha dolo. The kometalto mikarmel shuteyachin. So also mitochaliyam nami, kometalto shuteyachin the karmelin. Elolav, it's got to be a reference to chuda, which proves my contention that shvamina kochol be karmelit, logo zru shvamina. Omrifuna hanimitato de mishan. אין מצטרים בין אלה בארבע עמות. ולא אמר לה שאין בפחות בשלושה ארבעה, אבל יש בפחות בשלושה ארבעה, לפעמדה. ואם עלינו כאן, יבואו למנים לפעמד. מה את כאילו רנעת, אבל אם הגבוד הכית בקיצתה, מי לא תעניה רגש ורבירה מנעת כאן פשוט רבים, ובראשות רסקל, וזורק ונעת על גביו חייב. אמר אבינו מגבוד הכית בקיצתה, והכי נעמי, נעים הגבוד הכית בקיצתה. מה את כאילו רבי יש ולשמיע, אבל אם רבירה מנעת, מה את כאן שהוא יחיה, וטוני עלות, וכך עמיד פותרים, אמר לי אביי, what can the answer is that? אף לא תזברה. התניא עמוד בראשות רבים גבוה עשרה רכב ארבע, ואין בי עיקרו ארבע, ויש בקוצר שלו השלושה. וזורק מנוח על גביו, חייב, why? Could only be, because we say good אחית מחיצתה. It's the same thing should be true by the ספינה, חינני good אחית מחיצתה. So you're going to say now, me the iron, how come I have the מחיצה שהגדים בוקים בה? How come I have the מחיצה שהם בקים? And that's exactly the point. אמר לי רבק, ברד רבק, רבאשי, wait. By a svina, there's also gdim. It's those water gdim we call fish. I'm like, b'kiyat b'gim, lam shnei b'kiyat. Uminat emra. It's interesting. Same letters. B'gim and gdim, you know. But we don't count them. The boy minei rabbi tablo mi rabbi mechitzat v'ya ma'ashi atir b'churba. You only ain mechitzat v'ya matered el b'mai. Why? Kamu shikil b'mai b'mai. Ba'itra b'kiyat b'gim. Clearly, shba mina b'kiyat b'gim, lam shnei b'kiyat. Svinot shrot zim zepshita. אמר רב לא נתחלה יותר ביצית שביניהם, אמר רב ספרה, מה יש שעב בגמרי, נטלתם מזו לזו עצנה. אלא אמר רב ספרה נצחה אלא לערב ולטלתם מזו לזו. וכנתניה ספינות כשרות זו בזו, מערבין ומטלתם מזו לזו. נפסקו נעשרו, חזרו ונקשרו בין שורגים, בין מזידים, בין הרסים, בין מוטעים, חזרו ליתרן הראשון. וכן מחצה לתפוסות מערבין ומטלתם מזו לזו. בת נגללו נעשרו, חוזרו נפשו, בין שרקים, בין מזידים, בין הנושאים, בין מוצאים, חזרו לתרן הראשון, שכל מחיצה שנעשה בשבת, בין שוגג, בין מזיד, שמע מחיצה. איני, ואומר נחמן לשון הלא לזרוק, אבל אתה תל אסור, כי יתמר דרם נחמן המזיד יתמר. אומר שמול, אפילו קשורות בחוט השרפה. מה, איפה ידענו, אמין? אידי אוכל העמידן, הוא ענק. אידי אין אוכל העמידן, נו, היית. ליאולם די אוכל העמידן. ושמול להפוק כבן אף שקעת, בצד, כאשר בדבר המעמידה מביא לה תומה. בדבר שאין מעמידה אין מביא לה תומה, אבל משמול, והוא שקשורה בשרשלת של ברזל. So this is coming to tell me, דעת כלי מין תומה הוא, דכתיב הכלל חרב, חרב הריו כחלל. Yes, אבל אין מין שבת, כי אם אתה יכול להעמידה, אפילו בפות עשר, אוקיי, אף מספיק, תודה, 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 תודה,